啊，愿大家平安。
Peace be to upon everyone。
啊，在这一次的神训班啊，我们一起学习以西结书。
In this NYTS, we had an opportunity to study the book of Ezekiel。
啊，以西结书的前半部读起来让人觉得很伤心。
If you read through the first half of Ezekiel, you often come away feeling rather sad.
哦，因为神在他的公义里面啊，发出了很多的警告。
Because God, through His justice, delivered many warnings.
啊，就是以色列百姓要离开罪。
He told the Israelites to depart from sin. 哦，
不然的话，神的刑罚马上来到。
Otherwise, they will face the wrath of God.
那以色列百姓的罪是什么？
What are the sins of the Israelites?
就是拜偶像。
They worship idols.
啊，所有的罪里面最严重的是拜偶像。
The gravest of all sins is the worship of idols.
啊，因为偶像夺取神的荣耀。
Because idols take away from God's glory.
偶像否定神的存在。
Idols deny the existence of God.
哦，所以这个是神所最不能接受的。
And this is what God refuses to allow.
哦，那虽然经过很多的警告。
Despite the many warnings,
但是以色列百姓还是不愿意改变。
The Israelites refused to change.
所以到最后，巴比伦就攻打了耶路撒冷。
So at the end, the Babylonians attacked Jerusalem.
啊，就把犹太人分作三部分。
They divided the land of Judah into three parts.
一部分就是被刀杀死。
One part were people who were killed by the sword.
第二部分就是饥荒而死。
The second part composed of people who died of famine.
第三部分就把他掳到巴比伦去。
And the remaining third were taken captive to Babylon.
住在那里七十年。
And there they stayed for 70 years.
这是很痛苦的经验。
This was a very difficult experience.
是因为他们离开神。
It was so because they departed from God.
最后的目的就是要让他们回来。
But what's the end goal is to let them return.
所以以西结书到后半呢，就是在描写神的怜悯。
The latter part of Ezekiel switches to describing God's mercy.
神要带领他们回来重建圣殿。
Now God will bring them back to rebuild the temple.
但是如果我们看后面，他们所描写的殿。
But we look at the temple that was described at the end of the book.
当时是不存在那个世界的。
That temple did not exist in the world.
在当时
，at that time，
所以那个殿呢，其实就是在讲末世的真教会。
It was a prefiguration of the true church at the end days。
所以物质的殿被拆毁了
，the material temple was destroyed。
但是他后来讲到是后来属灵的殿要被建立。
But it's prophesied that the spiritual temple will arise in its place。
所以我们今天就来查考这个新的耶路撒冷是属灵的，神的殿要建在那里。
So let us learn about the special temple, the New Jerusalem.
我们来看以西结书的四十章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 40.
以西结书四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
好，我们先看四十三章，以西结书四十三章。
Actually, let's turn first to chapter 43.
十二节
，verse 12，
以西结书四十三章的十二节
，Ezekiel 43 verse 12，先读 ，verse 12 ，This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple.
这里说殿有一个法则
，It describes a law of the temple.
就是盖这个殿要照这个法则去做。
Anybody who were to build this temple must follow this law.
第一个，这个殿要盖在山顶上。
This temple is to be constructed on top of the mountains.
那这个盖在山顶上什么意思？
What's the meaning of this?
圣经里面在描写山都是代表灵城的高处。
In Bible, mountains symbolize spiritual growth, spiritual heights.
所以这个殿虽然我们现在教会是盖在城市
，Even though the churches today are all built in the cities，
因为主耶稣说我们不要离开世界
，Because the Lord Jesus told us not to to depart from this world.
所以大部分的教会都在城市。
So the great majority of churches today are built within cities.
我们现在南加州有七间教会。
There are seven church branches of a TJC in the Southern California region.
都是在城市里面的。
They're all within urban areas.
但是你如果从这里开到北加州。
But you were to drive to Northern California.
中间很多的平原。
You'll encounter many plains.
那就没有城市了。
就
没有教会啊。
Where no cities and no churches exist.
你开到 Phoenix 去。
Or you drive to Phoenix.
中间经过很多的旷野，那也没有教会。
You encounter deserts and wilderness, and there are no churches there.
所以教会盖在城市里面，就是代表主耶稣说，我们不要离开世界。
So we construct churches in the city to follow the Lord's command that we should not depart or isolate ourselves from the world.
让更多人能够来教会敬拜神。
So that more of us can come to the church and worship Him.
但是以西结书里面这个圣殿第一个要盖在山上。
But this temple in Ezekiel first and foremost must be built on the mountaintop.
那这个到底什么意思？
What's the meaning of this?
这个是代表灵性的高处。
This represents high spirituality.
哦，我们记得主耶稣曾经带三个门徒上到山上去。
We remember how the Lord had brought three of His disciples up into the mountains. 哦，
那到时候那主耶稣就变貌。
Up there, Jesus transfigured himself.
他们看到主耶稣衣服洁白，容貌放光。
The disciples witnessed how the Lord Jesus' clothes became white and shiny.
啊，主耶稣在地上跟门徒在一起的时候，圣经说，他没有什么可以吸引人。
And as described in the Bible,While the Lord Jesus was in the world, there was nothing about him that was attractive physically.
第一个，他长起来不好看。
He did not have a good-looking appearance.
这圣经说，没有加兴美容啊，不，你看了不会想要再看。
He was not someone that you would bother to give a second look.
第二个，他没有家世背景。
Second, he had no familial background.
所以人听到他很会讲道，但是看到他爸爸是木匠，就听不下去。
Many people found his teachings to be attractive, but when they realized that he was the son of a carpenter, they stopped listening.
第三个，他没有钱。
Thirdly, he had no physical wealth.
他说我连放枕头的地方都没有。
He has no place to lay his head.
第四个，他没有受尊贵的教育。
And fourth, he did not receive high education.
那这种人是大家看不起的。
This is a person that nobody will look highly upon.
但是他爬到山上，他就变貌了。
But when he climbed onto this mountain, he transfigured himself.
就是把这个神的形象把它显现出来。
And he displayed the full glory of God to man.
圣经说神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
The Bible describes how the Lord lived in a light that's unapproachable for men.
非常的荣耀。
It's very glorious.
那这一位神就住在主耶稣里面。
And this Lord, our God, dwelt in Jesus Christ.
他本身就是神。
He himself is God.
所以他说，你看到我就是看到神。
So that's why he said that anyone who saw me has saw the Father also.
你认识我，你就认识神。
If you know me, you know the Father as well.
但是当时的人看到耶稣，他没有看到神啊。
But many people wanted to see Jesus, they did not see God.
但是等到变貌山上
，But upon the mountain of transfiguration,
主耶稣就把他神的荣耀显现出来。
The Lord Jesus Christ fully displayed the glory of God.
在那个时候，彼得就看到了。
And Peter was there to witness it.
神的荣耀在主耶稣的身上显现。
He witnessed God's glory manifesting upon Lord Jesus Christ.
他非常的满意。
He was very satisfied.
说我们在这里真好。
He declared, "It's good for us to be here."
我们希望永远住下来。
And we wish to dwell here forever.
山上什么都没有。
There's nothing up in the mountains.
但是他为什么要住下来
？But why allow? What caused him to want to live there?
因为他看到神的荣耀。
Because he saw the glory of God.
那个荣耀就是在主耶稣的身上。
And the glory of God was upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
在变貌山上显现。
As displayed in the mountain of transfiguration.
我们今天教会就是盖在山上。
Today, our church spiritually is also built on the mountains.
所以我们从我们的公司进到教会。
So when we come from our work to church.
我们从我们的家庭进到教会。
Or we enter the church from home.
这就好像彼得跟着主耶稣爬到山上去。
We are just like Peter, spiritually climbing the mountain of God.
如果我们爬得越高，我们发现离开世界越远。
The higher we climb, the farther the world become from us.
所以教会是让我们 离开世界的地方。
So church is a place that allows us to leave the world.
就是我们的心呢、啊，暂时离开这个世界，爬到山上去。
Allow our hearts to temporarily depart from the world and go up the mountain of God.
那我们能够很专心的来敬拜神。
Then we can have full attention to worship God.
哦，所以当我们越爬越高，我们离开神越近。
So the higher we climb, the closer we are to God.
因此这是圣殿的第一个法则，它要盖在山上。
So this is the first law of the temple that should be built on the mountaintop.
那既然盖在山上
，But the temple should be built on the mountaintop.
这是不是跟世界同一个同一个水平的
？That means that it will be built from a whole different standard from the world.
所以它是不同的。
So it is different.
所以我们现在教会啊，是我们所参加任何一个机关啊，你社团哦，同乡会，任何一个机关跟教会都不能比。
So we cannot compare the church to any other social organizations in this world.
因为这个地方是离神最近的地方，它是盖在高处。
Because this place is the place that's the closest to God, because it's built high up in the mountains.
因此，一个人要上到这个高处来拜神，好像你要爬山，要用一点力量。
So in order to climb this mountain of God to come before God's presence, we have to put in our efforts.
不是我们的体力。
It is not from our own physical efforts.
而是在我们心里面，我们需要用一些功夫来亲近神。
Rather from our hearts, we need to be determined to draw close to God.
好像你在爬山的时候，你把所有不要的东西都放下来。
Like when we climb a mountain, we will not bring us with the things that we want to need.
我们来到教会，要把一些世俗的事情撇开。
Likewise, when we come to the church, we need to set aside all worldly things.
所以安息日分别为圣。
So that we can treat the Sabbath as holy.
因为安息日要爬到这个山顶上。
Because on the Sabbath day, we are to climb up this spiritual mountain.
所以十二节的下面说，视为全界要称为圣。
So that's why in verse 12 it says, the whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy.
什么是圣？
What is holy?
圣就是属神。
Holy is what belongs to God.
神说我是圣洁的。
God said, I am holy.
圣洁就是有分别。
To be holy is to be separate.
因为跟神一样就是有分别。
Because anything that pertains to God is separate.
所以有的人到教会来，他觉得我没有什么体验。
Some people, when they come to the church, they may say that they don't experience anything.
但是有的人到教会来，他体验很多。
But some people experience a lot when they come before God.
为什么同样是人，为什么同样到教会来拜神，但是差这么多？
Why will these two people, even though they're both human, experience such different things when they come before God?
就是有的人来到教会，他真的有分别。
Because some people, when they come to the church, they truly separate themselves.
用一些功夫分别。
They put in the efforts to separate themselves.
所以他就觉得神就在这里。
Through that, they can feel God is indeed here.
他可以看到神的荣耀。
And they can see God's glory.
他可以体会到神的恩典。
And they can experience God's grace.
他就感觉到来教会很好。
So they can declare that it is great to come to the church.
因为我们可以看到神的荣耀。
Because we can see the glory of God.
我们现在回来看四十三章以西结书。
Let's return to Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书四十三章的第六节。
Chapter 43 verse 6.
我听见有一位从殿里对我说话的，有一个人站在我旁边。第七节
verse 7.
他对我说，人子啊，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所踏之地，我要在这里住，在以色列人中间直到永远。以色列人和他的君王必不再玷污我的圣所，就是行邪淫。讲读六七节。
Chapter 43 verse 6. Then I heard him speaking to me from the temple, while a man stood beside me, and he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name.
就是以西结被灵提到一个灵界里面，他就看到这个圣殿。
And Ezekiel saw this temple when he was carried away in the spirit.
他就看到这个异象，这个圣殿。
And when he's taken away in the spirit, he saw the vision of the temple.
这个圣殿当时是不存在的。
As a, The temple did not exist at this time.
这个圣殿就是一种预表预言。
Rather, it is a prefiguration of foretelling.
那他看到什么？
So what did he see?
就是有一个人对他讲话。
He saw a man who spoke to him.
从这个圣殿对他讲，这是我宝座之地。
The man spoke to him from the temple, saying, "This is the place of my throne."
那这是我的脚所踏的地。
This is a place where I place the sole of my feet.
然后我要住在这里。
And I will dwell in this temple.
让他跟以色列人同在。
In the midst of the children of Israel.
一直到永远。
Till forever.
所以我们就发现这个殿非常重要。
So we can see the importance of this temple.
神虽然在天上，住在人不能靠近的光里面。
Though God lived up in heaven in the light that's approachable by men.
但这个殿是建在地上的。
But this temple will be constructed on the world.
这里说这是我的宝座之地。
He said that this is the place of my throne.
所以教会是建在地上的。
So the church is built on this earth.
但是教会是神宝座的地方。
But it's also the throne of God.
也就是说神在这里坐王，宝座就是神在坐王。
And the throne is here, that means that God will be king in here.
世界上很多人在寻找神。
There are many people in this world who are seeking for God.
但是因为神看不见。
But God cannot be seen.
所以很多人找来找去找不到神。
So many people, no matter how hard they look, they couldn't find God.
那要拜神又找不到神，有一个最简单的方法。
So if we want to worship God but we can't find Him, then it's a way for us.
就是去找那个看得见的那个人造的神。
It is to search for a God that is created visibly by men.
这个就是偶像。
That is an idol.
所以为什么这么多人会拜偶像？
So why do many people worship idols?
就是因为他知道有神，找来找去找不到，他就找一个看得到的，这个就是我的神。
Because they decide to settle on a god that they can see after they couldn't search God.
有一个慕道者到我们教会来。
There's a truth seeker that came to our church.
他在会堂外面看来看去。
They had come to our church and looked around from the outside.
到最后他就进来找教会的传道人。
And then they came in to speak to the pastor.
他说，看来看去都没有看到你们的神。
They say, I look around at the front of the church, I couldn't see God.
那个传道人就跟他介绍。
And so the pastor began to introduce our church.
我们所拜的神是看不见的。
He said that the God that we worship is a God that we cannot see.
因为他是灵。
Because he is spirit.
所以你看来看去，你看不到，教会你看不到神。
So you cannot see spirit, so you cannot find God physically in the church.
教会里面有神的宝座。
But the throne of God is within this church.
神在教会里面当王。
And God is king in this church.
所以你继续来查考。
So please continue to come here and study.
你就会认识他。
And you'll be able to come to know this God.
你就会对他有体验。
And then you'll be able to experience him.
所以后来那个慕道者就继续来查考。
So that true seeker did continue to come and study.
所以教会里面有神在做王。
So God is king within this church.
那这个宝座也是一种施恩的宝座。
And this throne of his is a throne of mercy.
神非常的爱人。
God truly loved men.
所以神要降到地上来。
So he came to this world.
神降到地上不是要带给人审判。
He did not come into this world to bring judgment to mankind.
神降到地上是要把恩典带到地上来。
But he came bringing grace.
我们来看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
十七节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 17.
第四章十七节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 17.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说十八节。主的灵高在我身上，他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节，报告神悦纳人的禧年。二十节，于是把书卷卷起来，交换执事坐下来，会长能定睛看他。请读。
Verse 17, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him.
这里说主耶稣在讲道的时候，他翻开以赛亚书。
So describe how the Lord Jesus, when he spoke, he referred to the book of Isaiah.
然后他念一段圣经。
And he read for an excerpt of it.
以赛亚书是主耶稣前八百年前写的。
Isaiah was written 800 years before the Lord came to this world.
这个又叫做旧约的福音书。
It was part of the Old Testament.
旧约的福音书。
It's an Old Testament gospel.
他里面有讲有一个孩子要从童女生。
It described how a child was to be born of a virgin.
他的名要做奇妙的测试。
He was to be called a wonderful counselor.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
永在的父。
A blessing father.
和平的君。
A prince of peace.
有一个小孩子生下来是为每一个人。
And this child will be born for the sake of all of us.
他有四个头衔。
He has four titles.
第一个头衔他是奇妙的测试。
First title, Wonderful Counselor.
就是人类没有一个问题他没有答案。
That means that there's no one question for man that he can't answer.
每一个问题都有答案。
There's an answer to every question we have.
所以我们人有问题，你找不到答案，来找耶稣。
So we cannot find answer to our questions, we can lay it before the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个，他是全能的神。
Second, he is an almighty God.
没有一个问题他不能够解决。
There's no problem that he cannot solve.
他创造宇宙万物，他创造人，所以他能够解决人一切的问题。
He created the universe. He created mankind, so he can solve all mankind's problems.
第三个，他是永在的父。
Third, he's an everlasting father.
永远存在爱我们的父亲。
He's a father that exists forever. He loves us very much.
他是和平的君。
He's the prince of peace.
他带给我们和平。
He brings us peace.
没有害怕，没有忧虑。
A peace without fear or worry.
那这个以赛亚书这个预言呢，就是在预言耶稣的降生。
And this person that Isaiah prophesied about is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣在传道，他就翻以赛亚书。
So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ referred to the book of Isaiah.
那这个第四章第十八节就是在预言主耶稣在地上的工作。
And in verse 18 of chapter 4, it prophesied the work that Jesus was to accomplish in the world.
主耶稣来是要传福音给贫穷的人。
He came to preach the gospel to the poor.
这个贫穷特别是指心灵贫穷。
The poor refer specifically to those who are poor in spirit.
如果诸位你的经济很好，生活很富裕。
If those among you who are rich in this world.
但是你的心很空虚。
But have emptiness in your heart.
活着很无聊。
And you live a life that felt like it has no meaning.
这个是你寻找主耶稣的开始。
This is the beginning of your search for the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个好消息是要给心灵贫穷的人。
Because this good news is set for those who are poor in spirit.
但是如果我们一个人的心呢，已经满了。
But our hearts are full.
我以为我知道一切。
And we think that we know everything.
我现在的生活已经不错了。
That our lives are already fine.
我们就很难来接受这个福音。
Then it's hard for us to accept this gospel.
那这个福音告诉我们什么？
So what does this gospel tell us?
被掳的得释放。
Those who are captive will be free.
被什么掳掉？
Held captive by who?
被罪所掳。
By sin.
所以一个人如果被罪控制。
So anybody who is taken control of by sin.
借着 drug, 借着这个酒，借着坏的脾气，在控制我们。
Whether it be by drugs or alcohol or temper.
我们都有希望。
We all have hope.
主耶稣要让我们得到释放。
The hope that the Lord Jesus will free us.
得到自由。
And will gain freedom.
瞎眼得看见。
Then said the blind will see.
有时候我们常常发现哦，特别是退休以后。
Oftentimes we discover, particularly after our retirement.
从一方面来讲，退休很好，因为你生活没有压力。
While retirement is good that we have no longer social pressures.
但是你发现，退休的人大部分都讲过去的。
But we discover that many people who are retired only speak of the past.
他不会讲未来。
They don't talk about the future.
为什么不会讲未来？
Why would they not talk about the future?
没有未来可讲。
Because there's no future to speak of.
因为人在看远一点，你人有什么希望？
Because if they look farther, what hope can they find?
你再看远一点，就有一点黑点在等着我们。
If they look farther, all they see is a black dot waiting for them.
越靠近那个黑点越大。
And this black dot, as they continue to live, draws closer and closer to them.
那个黑点是什么？
What is this black dot?
那个黑点就是死亡。
This black dot is dead.
所以在死亡之下，人是没有希望的。
That brings with it no hope.
但是当我们进到主耶稣的救恩，
But when we enter into the Lord's salvation,
我们眼睛就张开来，
Our eyes are open.
你就发现在我们的前面是一点白白的一点光。
And we discover that this black dot is transformed to white.
白的光，不是black dot，白的光。
So what we see instead is a glorious white light.
一点啊，一点。
It's maybe only a small light.
那你越靠近看得越清楚。
But if you draw closer to it, the better we can see it.
那一点光就是永生。
And this light is eternal life.
就是人类的希望。
This is the hope of mankind.
所以眼睛一开，我们发现我们过去不知道的，我们现在认识很清楚。
So when my eyes are open, we can see that the things that we did not know in the past, we can now see clearly.
我们在主耶稣的身上可以看到很多灵界的奥秘。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we can see many spiritual wonders. We can, we know otherwise can see.
不认识耶稣，好像瞎眼。
When we don't know the Lord, it's like we're blind.
受压制的得自由。
And to free those who are oppressed.
这被魔鬼压制的可以得到自由。
The those who are oppressed by the devil may be set free.
魔鬼用不同的方法在压制人。
Satan oppressed people by different ways.
下面报告神悦纳人的新年。
Finally, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
所以主耶稣来到世界，他就念这一段圣经，就是他要来做的事情。
And so this scripture that Lord Jesus Christ read describes his mission.
因此我们回到以赛亚书，这个以西结书43章。
So we turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 43.
说这就是我的宝座。
The Lord said, "This is my throne."
圣殿里面有神的宝座。
That in the temple is the throne of God.
为什么天上的神要降到人间，坐在这里当宝座？
Why would the God of heaven want to come down to earth to rule over it?
因为他要住在我们中间。
Because he wants to dwell in the midst of us.
那神你就在天上就好了，你为什么跑到人间来？
But God can do this from heaven. Why did he choose to come down to this world?
就是要报告他要给我们的好消息。
He comes down to proclaim the good news.
就是要来解决我们的问题。
To come solve all of our problems.
就是要带恩典给我们。
And bring grace to us.
所以每一个人很诚恳的心来爬这一座山，进到神的殿里面的人，都可以体会到神的恩典。
So all who climb up this mountain with a sincere heart to draw close to God can receive this grace.
今天如果你有问题，
Today, if any of you have difficulties,
你找不到路可以走，
and you don't know which way to turn,
你继续来教会寻找神。
Just continue to come to the church and seek after God.
来向这一位神祷告。
And pray to God.
过了一段时间以后，你会有很多的体验。
After some time has passed, you will find yourself experiencing much grace.
因为神的宝座就在教会里面。
Because the throne of God is within this church.
所以人世间所有绝望瞎眼的人来到教会都看见，都看到希望。
So those who are oppressed, those without hope, those who are blind, they come to the church, they can experience God.
所以这个教会对我们来讲真的太可贵了。
So this church is of great value to us.
这是神脚掌所踏之地。
This place is the place where the Lord laid his soul, the sole of his feet.
这是神所充满的地方。
This is a place where God fills him. Fills.
我们再回来看43章，以西结书。
Let's look again at chapter 43.
以西结43章。
Chapter 43,
第二节
，verse two，
以色列神的荣光从东方而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因为他的荣耀发光。
And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.
第三节
，verse three，
其形状初从前来灭城的时候所见的异象，那异象。 如我在巴拉鲁河边所见的异象，我就伏在地上。第四节。神的荣光从朝东的门照进殿内。六节。灵将我举起，带入内院，不料神的荣光充满着殿。这里告诉我们说，这个殿充满着神的荣光，充满神的荣耀。
Here it describes how the temple was filled with the glory of God.
我们常常想一个问题，教会的荣耀是什么？
Oftentimes we wonder what is the glory of the church.
教会的荣耀不是更好的建筑。
The glory of the church does not come from a a great building.
所以有的教会这个建筑建的真的是建筑界里面的设计非常突出的建筑。
Some churches are cathedrals that are architectural marvels.
比方说那个 Garden Grove 有个 Crystal Cathedral 玻璃水晶会堂。
For example, there's a Crystal Cathedral in the city of Garden Grove.
你在聚会的时候，它一扇的墙壁可以打开来，你可以看到天空，晚上可以看到月亮。
One side of the building's walls is completely open, retractable, so you can see, you can open and see the skies and the stars.
很多的教会啊，这个建筑非常漂亮。
And many other church buildings are also very beautiful.
但是神的荣耀不是这个建筑。
But God's glory does not lie in the building.
这个教会里面神的荣耀也不是教会里面有很多的社会名流。
Neither does it come from a membership filled with people with social accomplishments.
社会的名流啊。
Celebrity. Or,
很出名的人啊。
Or it's also not a place filled with famous people, celebrities.
这不是教会的荣耀。
The church's glory does not come from that.
那教会的荣耀在哪里？
So where does the glory of the church come from?
教会的荣耀就是神的同在，这个就是教会的荣耀。
The glory of the church comes from the abundance of God.
所以他看到这个异象里面啊，发现这个殿里面充满神的荣光。
So in this vision, Ezekiel saw that the temple of God was filled with His glory.
神的荣光从哪里来？是从神的同在来的。
Where does the glory of God come from? From the abundance of God.
所以我们教会如果要有荣耀，就是要追求神的荣耀。
So if our church is to have glory, we must seek the glory of God.
在以西结书里面，他们就看到神的荣耀是什么。
And in the book of Ezekiel, we can see what the glory of God is.
我们看以西结书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书的第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
二十六节。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
在他的头以上穹苍有仿佛宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座的形象有人的形象。二十七节。
27.
从他腰以上有光耀的晶晶，周围都是火的形象，又从他的腰以下有火的形状，周围有光辉的形状。二十八节。
28.
下雨的日子怎样，红的形状也怎样，周围光辉的形状也这样，这就是神荣耀的形象，我一看见就俯伏在地。
26. And above the firmament, over the heads was like a light lens of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. 27. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw, as it were, the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around.
这一段圣经在描写神的荣耀。
These verses describe the glory of God.
这是异象。
It is as described in a vision.
我们知道灵界不是物质界能够比的。
The material world realm cannot describe what spiritual realm is like.
因为这个灵界是无限的，不是物质界能比的。
Because the spiritual realm is limitless, cannot be compared to the material realm.
所以这个灵界所显现那个神的荣耀，真正的荣耀比这里描写的更好、更美、更吸引人。
So what actually exists in the spiritual realm is much more glorious than this description here.
那以西结一看到这个异象，他就趴在地上。
Once Ezekiel saw this vision, he fell prostrate to the floor.
那第二章神就呼叫以西结。
And in chapter 2 of this book, the Lord called Ezekiel.
那神以西结就接受神的呼召。
And Ezekiel accepted the calling.
所以这个神的荣耀太大。
So the glory of God is simply too great.
那神要在他的教会里面显他的荣耀。
And he will display his glory within the church.
那这里所讲的几件有在描写神的本性。
And so all these describe the characteristics of God.
神非常的圣洁。
That God is holy.
神非常的公义。
That God is just.
神非常的怜悯。
That God is merciful.
神非常有能力。
That God is full of power.
所以这一些神的本性把它发挥出来，就是这个神的荣耀的形象。
So all these put together is the glory of God.
所以我们在使徒行传里面就看到神的荣耀。
And we can see this glory of God in the book of Acts.
他们三千个人受洗。
Where 3,000 receive baptism in a day.
你就看到神的本性就在他们身上。
We can see the characteristics of God upon them.
他们彼此相爱。
They loved each other.
爱到凡物共用。
They loved to the point that share all that they have with each other.
那这个三千个人在一起，充满神的能力。
They were together and they're filled with God's strength.
疫病赶鬼。
They heal the sick, they cast out demons.
甚至死人可以复活。
Even the dead were resurrected by them.
所以神的能力完全在这个殿里面显现。
So the glory of God was completely displayed in the temple.
大家看到神的荣耀，非常的满意。
They all saw the glory. Everybody saw the glory of God. They were satisfied.
所以大家天天在一起，不想要离开。
So everybody stayed together, and they did not want to leave.
我们就看到这个三千个人非常圣洁的一群人。
These 3,000 were filled with holy people.
没有罪。
There was no sin.
因为他们持守神的道。
Because they held to the gospel of God.
所以现在这个世界上很难找到一群人是这样的人。
It is hard in this world today to find a group of people like this.
在这个群里面，你可以看到神的荣耀，能够体会到神的荣耀。
A group in which you can truly experience the glory of God.
那这个神的荣耀就在他的圣殿里面。
The glory of God is displayed in His temple.
所以43章说，神的荣光从东方而来。
In chapter 43, it describes how the glory of God came from the east.
从东方照进这个殿里面。
It came from the east and shone into the temple.
我们再来看这个圣殿还有很特别的地方。
There are other characteristics of the temple that we'll study right now.
请看41章。
Let's now turn to chapter 41.
41章的第七节。
Chapter 41, verse 7.
这围殿的房屋啊，越高越宽，因为旁边房屋，殿悬叠而上，所以越上越宽，从下一层、中一层到上一层。请读。
As one went up from story to story, the side chambers became wider all around because there's supporting ledges in the wall of the temple ascending like steps.
我们大家看过金字塔，不是照片就是现场啊。金字塔是越高越窄。
If you look at the pyramids.As they grow in height, it became shorter and girth.
为什么？因为这样才会稳啊，才会经历过四五千年还站在那里。
It is built like that to allow them to be stable.
但是这个圣殿不一样啊，越高越宽。
But the interior of the temple is different. The higher it is, the taller, the wider it is.
我们很少看到这样的人在盖房子。
We don't see people building structures like this.
越高越宽。
The higher you go, the wider it becomes.
为什么不能这样盖房子？
Why can't you build structures like this?
你如果在南加州盖一个房子，越高越宽，地震一摇，全部都下来了。
You build a structure like this in Southern California, if an earthquake comes, the building will surely collapse.
因为这样的房子不稳。
Because such construction is not stable.
但是这个圣殿是属灵的。
But this temple is spiritual.
所以越高越宽。
So the higher it is, the wider it is.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
高就是你越爬越靠近神。
The higher you go, the closer you are to God.
越宽就是你看得越广。
And this increased width represents the spiritual vision that you gain.
所以有的人到教会里面来看看，这个教会没有什么，那这会堂也算不了什么，这个我不去。
So many people, when they come to the church for the first time, they cannot experience anything from God.
这个是我们站在外面在看。
But that's the view of somebody standing from the outside.
那有的人进到教会里面啊，第一次他就体验到有神。
But there are others who came to the church for the first time and they experienced God.
但我们越努力去追求，我们灵性越高，你看得越远。
As we strive toward better spirituality, the higher we go, the more we can see.
摩西一生啊，曾经上到山上去观看神。
Moses, during his life, he climbed down the mountain.Up the mountain to see God.
神叫他爬到山上看到神。
God told him to go up to the mountain to meet with him.
这是一个非常特别的经验。
This is a very unique experience for a human.
摩西要死的时候。
And when Moses was about to pass away.
神叫他上到尼波山。
God told him again to climb up another mountain.
他上到尼波山，他看到所有迦南全平原。
When he climbed Mount Nebo, he can see the entire land of Canaan.
今天我们如果没有信仰。
Today, we live a life without faith.
我们看到什么？
What can we see?
我们只看到金钱。
We only see wealth.
我们只看到地上的好处。
We only see the benefits of this world.
就是这样而已啊。
And that's all we see.
其实我们所看到很狭窄。
In actuality, that's a very narrow view of life.
等我们这个信仰越高。
But the higher our spirituality.
你就看到灵界的恩典。
The more we can see the blessings from God.
所以你看保罗在祷告。
So we examine Paul's prayers.
在保罗的书信里面
，as recorded in his letters,
他很少为这个今生的需要祷告。
He rarely prayed for the needs of this world.
因为当他的灵性一提高以后，他看到比今生的福分更宝贵的。
He Because of his spirituality letter, he can see the value of the spiritual level.
哦，所以他所求的就是在灵界上的一种追求。
So what he prayed for was an improvement in his spirituality.
那保罗到后来他进到第三层天，他看过第三层天。
And when Paul later was lifted up to the third level of heaven,
他说到底我灵魂去身体去我也不知道。
He did not know whether it was only his spirit that went or his body.
但当一个人看到第三层天，他回到地上，世界都是粪土。
But when you can ascend to the third level of heaven, come down back down to earth, you view the earth as rubbish.
不是世界上没有价值。
It's not that the world holds no value.
而是你在灵界上所看的价值一比较起来，世界这个算什么
？But rather the value of the heavens greatly eclipses that of the world.
哦，所以我们的信仰一定要追求。
So we must seek to improve our spirituality.
信仰不是就是我们现在就这样了，其他没有什么。
Our faith is not something that's just stationary.
哦，你越爬越高，你看到越清楚，越漂亮越美。
Rather, we should keep climbing and we'll see more beauty and greatness.
我们就会被神吸引。
And we'll be attracted by God.
哦，所以以西结后面是在讲新的耶路撒冷。
So at the end of Ezekiel described the New Jerusalem.
今天就是我们的教会。
And this is the church that we're in today.
我们已经在这个山上。
We are now on this mountain.
所以让我们一起来追求。
So let us continue to seek God.
越来越靠近神，得到神越大的恩典。
To draw closer to Him, to receive more blessings from Him.
唱诗，五百首。
Let's conclude with hymn 500.
啊、我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we kneel down and pray together.
求主耶稣打开我们的心眼。
We pray that the Lord can open the eyes of our hearts.
啊，让我们能够看到灵界的美好。
So we can see the beauty of His spiritual realm.
啊，让我们心一心向往，努力来追求。
So that we can strive to seek after God.
啊，最有价值的不是物质界的。
What is the most precious is not the things of the world.
啊，最有价值的是灵界的。
Rather, it's the things of the spiritual realm.
啊，这个就是我们在教会所追求的方向。
And this is the direction that we seek when we come to church.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So kneel down and pray together.